Lim Rav Hilchas Mukhtza. But look at the Rambam. Rambam writes, you've seen many, many times, the very first halach and chav dalad, yeish devarim, she'ein asur, m'shavas, apapi, she'ein amdeim in amlocha, ve'inam me'vin lidei melocha, u'mevnei ma'an esr. So we have seen the first halacha of chav aleph, where the Rambam writes, ne'mar b'tera tishbois, afil midvarim she'ein amlocha, chayv lishbois, man has to rest even from non-melocha activities, and Chazal made many Yisurim, they established many Yisurim. Mehen the Dvarim al Surim they shein daimel Malachas. Some are because they are similar to Malachas. Mehen Dvarim al Surim Gezeirah Shema Yovel Mehen Yisur Skila Veiluhei. To Chaf Aleph to Chaf Dalid are the Dinin the Rabbanon, all of which are attached somehow to an Yisur Malacha. And some other alakiyum in the din derabbanan of the chiyuv shvisa nema b'tera tishbois afilu b'dvarim she'einan melacha. So Chazal, now is not the time to discuss exactly how does the din derabbanan relate to din deiraisa. Pashut just has the din derabbanan like all din derabbanan, but there's some kiyum deiraisa. The beginning of Chav Dalet, here the Rambam introduces yesh devarim she'nasurim b'shabbos. So the Rambam is saying, now I'm beginning a new chapter. Right? From Perek till, after the Rambam's very, the demarcation of the Rambam very clear. From Perek Zayin till Chaf Aleph and Dinam Deiraisa, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Dalet Malachi is the Rabbanon, Chaf Dalet till Chaf Tes are the Rabbanon that we're going to discuss right now, and then Chaf Tes is Kiddush. And Lamed is Kovid Vayinu Shabbos. That's the Seder of Rambam. Aleph is the introduction. Beis is Pekuach Nefesh. And Gimel through Vav are the Dinim of Erev Shabbos that we've been discussing. First Perek and Kira and so on. So the Rambam and Chav Dalin, there are Isuri Derabbanon that are not Deimel Amlocha and are not may be in the day melachas. They're not lechayra. They should not be a kiyum in tishbais. So why are they awesome? It neiman nesu mishum shenemar im toshiv mishabbos reglecha. Yeshaya Novi said, im toshiv mishabbos reglecha. Asoyf sefzecha b'yom kodshi. V'nemar v'chibadatem yasoyf t'rechecha m'mtzeich efzecha v'davar dovar. Oz tesaneg al Hashem. That's the end of the pasuk. Right, this is the haftarah of Yom Kippur, that Yishayahu HaNavi says that in addition to melachos, if you won't go the same way, you won't do the things that you want to do. And you won't pursue your activities and the things that you want to do. So, oz tisaneg l'Hashem, who's the rest of the pasuk? Yakivei malbom esei oretz. There's no link. Okay. Oz Yerkivei Mal Hashem, something with Bom Masei Oretz. So the Bom Hashem promises that certain Avtochas. Lefichach, based on this Pasuk in Yeshaya, also lo'odim lahalich b'chafosu v'shabbos, v'yafil daber b'hen, one cannot go to one's business on Shabbos, or even discuss business. Can go in shidaber mshutfei mayim kol lemocher mayikne oyheich yivne bayize ubeizus chare yelech lemokim ploini. Can't even discuss with a partner buying, selling melochis. Kol ki yoytze boy also shenemer v'daber dover diver also hirer muter. That is the now exactly the many kashas again. Not for right now. Yeshaya Novi cannot be Machadish Adin. He's a Novi. So Pashas, either it means that Yeshaya was recording Adin der Abonon, but Adin der Abonon of the Tkufas Hanaviyim, or it means Yeshaya Novi as an Av Beis Din. But in addition to being a Novi, he was also a Rav, he was also a Beis, also Paschim Shilas. So he had a Beis, and he was Misakin these Dinim. Right? So that's Tzorachian. Further, Tzorachian is that the Rishonim and Achronim discuss whether these halachas are deiraisa derabanan. How could they be deiraisa? So the reason why there is room to say that these may be some form of a kiyum deiraisa is because there is a schar. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ozes anegel Hashem," and something abomas seoritz. So Chazal can't give a schar. Chazal can misakin dinim. Chazal cannot give us a haftocha that if we'll do their din of the Rabbanu, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us schar. So that's why Achronim say that these could be some kiyum and some din deraisa. And that again is a different parsha, not for right now, that whether Oinik Shabbos is a deraisa or Rabbanu. Mishnah Berurah talks about it being a possible certain deraisa dikadinim in Oinik Shabbos. Good. Then an halacha hey is walking in a different way than one walks on Shabbos. Because it says, Im toshu mishabbos raglecha. So that means not going to business. And it also means not walking, not running. Halacha is when it's mutter to run. Right? Halacha vav is about boating, nedarim, halacha zayin, dinim and beizdin. All right, halacha yud is what we discussed in our ben hashmoshes shiurim, where the din and rabbanon apply to ben hashmoshes. Halacha yud beis. Halacha yud beis. I was thinking also, if you want, I get many, many shailos about reading on Shabbos. So if you want to discuss, to go through the sugya of reading on Shabbos, so we can schedule that also. Ruach HaTorah Neimeli Melech Olam Shakolim. Also, Chachomim Litaltel Mikzas Tzvarim B'Shabbos Kedero Shoyse V'Choyl. Chazal said you cannot move certain items in the same fashion as you move them during the weekday. What's the basis for this Isra? Omru, Umayim, Isiru, Neviyim, Mitzivu, Shalayyah, Hiluchach, Mishabbos, Kiluchach, Mechoyel, Veloisichas, Hashabbos, Kisichas, Achoyel, Shenemer, Medaber, Dover, Kalvachoymer, Shalayyah, Tiltul, Mishabbos, Kiltul, Mechoyel, Kedei, Shalayyah, Kiyoim, Mechoyel, Be'enov. All right, so part number one is, Rambam says, well, if you can't walk or talk the way you walk and talk in during the day, of course, you shouldn't be able to move things. That's much more of his ask, because of Kal Vachomer. There's much more of an involvement. So if Shabbos is designated as a different Shabbos, if part of Shabbos is that it should be different than Choyl, in the way that we talk and walk, so certainly should be different than what we find ourselves doing. All right. Now I stopped in the middle of a sentence. Why? Because it's very hard to read this Rambam with precision. Because then it says, so certainly shli tiltul b'shabbos k'tiltul b'chol. Then it says k'day shloyim chol b'yenov. So far so good. V'yovei lagbiu l'sakim kelim. Mi pino le pino, or mi bayis le bayis, or let's ni avonim ki yoitzibuen, shehu botel mi yoyshe bevesoi, because what we're afraid of, it'll be ki yem choyl. Vi yovoy le agbiyo le sakin, it'll come to carry things around, and move them from place to place, mi bayis le bayis, because what's the yisr? What's the yisr in reorganizing your living room and seeing how the couch looks in a different place? What's the Easter in moving out your summer seasonal lawn chair and the umbrella with the, you know, the table and all the, from the shed? What's the Easter? So Shabbos is a good day to do it, right? You don't have your chavrus not available on Shabbos. You don't have the regular siddurim. So do it on Shabbos. So he says, what's going to happen? Shari yeshiv babotel be yeshiv babayis. He's home on Shabbos. V'yevake shdovish is asik boy. He'll be looking for things to do. Some say you can't even read on Shabbos. So, hey, my mom's nothing to do. So then, v'nimtzo shloi shavas, and it'll turn out that he never had shvisa. U'bote l'tam sh'nevim v'toira l'man yinuach. A very difficult Rambam to read. Because the Rambam seems to be putting two distinct ideas together. I would have put a period someplace. I would have put there's a din and having Shabbos different than Yom Chol. Good. And then I would have said that there's another din. Laman Yenuch, you got to rest on Shabbos. So it's a little bit hard to read this Rambam. Is it one idea or two separate ideas? But however they are, there are certainly two concerns. One is Shaloi Ke Yom Chol Be'enov, and the other is that he will not be able. It's interesting. Lashon Botel Atam Shenema Laman Yenuch. In other words, the Torah gave us a hesber for Shabbos. So the Torah gives the hesber for Shabbos. That means we have to be concerned about the hesber for Shabbos. So if a person does, it's the Ramban articulates as well in Parshas Emor. That's a novel Rishus HaTorah. A person can keep all the malachis and he'll be exhausted in the Shabbos. So he wasn't Mekayim, the Yisoid of Shabbos. So the Rambam says that Muktzah comes to make Shabbos Loki Yom Choyel, and Shabbos comes to make, and Muktzah comes to make sure that a person will not end up being exhausted at the end of Shabbos. V'oid, and another reason for Muktzah, kishi yivakir v'yitaltal kelim shemalachtan le'isur, efshah shiyasasik ben ma'at v'yavlidei melacha, even though he said at the beginning of the parak, I said, these are not activities that are also because you'll come to do an Easter. He says, no, but that's one of the reasons as well. If you can move Kalim, that their primary purpose is the Easter, one may come to do a Malacha. There are people who are not professionals. But they live a life of luxury. The Yoshvi Akronos, there are people who have, they're well invested, whatever reason. Or he may mean that they, that's what they do. They only take care of investment several hours a day, whatever it is, but they're not Bali Umnis, they're not blacksmiths, they're not goldsmiths, they're not doctors, they're not lawyers. But Taylin, Kol Yemen, Kigona Tayol, Yoshvi Akronos. Should Kol Yemen and Shesim, Imloch, a person on pension. Vimia Mutter, Lalech, Uladaber. Back to the whole parak now. And if we mutter to walk, ule daber to speak, ule taltel kishar yomim, nimtza shalei shavas, shvisa hanikeres, then Shabbos is not recognizably different. A chiddush. Rabbi Machabes' idea, Shabbos is to be shvisa hanikeres. Right? So even though a person, again, he has mamash Shabbos 7 days a week, I think it's gevaldik, the Rabbi says the problem, because what comes Shabbos, and it's not a shvisa nikeres. Lefichach shvisa midvarim elu, he shvisa ashove b'chol adam. So muktzah is the equalizer. That way, everybody is having a similar Shabbos. Umibnei devarim elu, nogu b'isir etiltol. And these are said the reasons for these of muktzah. V'osu shleitaltol odin b'shabbos, and therefore, the next parak, this is parak Chav Dalet, Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, primarily about Muktzah. That will be explained. Says the Raven. All right, so we have a very interesting Rambam. Hilchos Muktzah, Rambam gives, I think, at least four concerns. The easiest one to articulate is, I come to do Malacha. Then he has, should not be Kiyem Chol. Then he has, it shouldn't become exhausted, should have a menucha. And number, then another chiddush, there's a din of shvisa nikeres v'chol adam. All right. Chiddushim. Then the Ravid says, Hasagas the Ravid, Umifnei dvarm eilu nogu misa tiltol, v'osu shol yitaltol, ela keilem atzerach lehem k'mesh yizbar, om avrom, oid omru. Otu tiltol lav tzerach haitzol. Ravid says, the Rambam waxed very eloquent, but zagmora, kuf chof, Gilmum a base. The reason that with no tilt, Chazal asked for tilt, shouldn't come to do it so. V'oid amru, b'mei nechem v'ben chachal, yinish nish nizu. And furthermore, this comes from the time of Nechemia. She'omru shlei shekelim ketan, we told him all the shulchan. Nimtza ki m'bnei chi v'oid so, also the tilt, ma'asher osru shu geder l'oid so. Sounds like it's easier it so. That's what the Ravid's very gentle comment, as if to say, Rambam, where is Rambam coming from? How does the Rambam come to all these chidushim? is this? I don't get the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah writes, Rabbeinu Kosav Bekan Ta'amim Nechonim is the Magid Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah. Oh, that's why it didn't work. How do we go back? Rabbeinu Kosav Bekan Ta'amim Nechonim, he wrote good reasons. Va'od B'Isra Tiltov Le'Nizka B'Gemara, and then I mentioned the Gemara. Ubisogis Hizkir, Arrived Tam Acher, shouldn't they get a Itzo? Who from Dalit? Bekola Kalim. O the Kugu loves her Itzo, Bitmia. For the Hizkir, Binu Tamza. So now it's strange, why did the Rambam mention all these reasons? What says in the Fursha Gemara? For the Vish Avabisha, Betchila Nessa, Tilt, when they get a Itzo, Nedechem, Yemenachal, Yishloyon, Yisar, Itzo, Acharka, Hitiru, Tas Kalim, Kamuza Gemara. Then Nessa, Shor, Neatom, Shakosa, Rabbeinu. So he's saying the Magid Mishnah. Because Mukta went through several stages. And what the Rambam is saying is that originally, in the time of Nechem and Chachalya, they made it awesome, Itam Itzah, but then Chazal maintained the Gzeira, even though the time was Bota. All right? Rambam is not saying these are exclusive reasons. What's with Shechid Eshu? Can't mean that the Rambam is Mechanic the reasons. No? Rambam is saying apparently Rambam had some Chidus, understood something. So let's explain let's see a little bit of the Gemara. The Gemara that the Rambam is, that the Rambam is referring to. And then Be'ez Hashem will have a fascinating hezber by the Markeva submission of this Rambam. So there are, in order to understand the picture of Mukta, so usually one begins on Kuf Chav Bezam and Bez. Berishayna. The Mishnayos, we're going to skip around, ignore the Mishnayos for a few minutes. B'meinachem, you have Berishtoni Rabbonin, on Kuv Chav Gimel Beis, right? Kuv Chav Gimel Beis. Toni Rabbonin, Berishayna wa Yoimrim, Shloisha Kelim Nitolin B'Shabbos. There are only three items you can carry, you can move on Shabbos. Miktsoyesh al-dvela, the large knife that's used to cut the dates that are pressed into cakes in the barrels, right? The dvela, in the Gemara's time, used to press dates into large, huge date cakes, and to cut them off, you needed a certain knife, miktsoyesh al-dvela. Zuma listeron, a large spoon that was used to skim the top of a pot. Visakin ktana shalgave shulchan, and the knife that you need on the table. That's all that they that was mutter. Every other keli was osir. Right? What's the sakin koton? Shechoidchen beilechem ubosir v'oichlan dani to dir mitash. These were very normal things to do. The Brisa says, Hitiru. V'chozu v'itiru. They kept on making kulas ad she'omru, until they said, kol ha'kelim nitolen b'shabbos, you can move everything on Shabbos. Chutz min meser ha'godol, except for a large saw, v'yosli shel machrishim, the peg that's used to keep the yoke of the, to keep the plowshare attached to the animals. Gemara says, my hitiru v'chozu v'tiru v'chozu v'tiru. What does it mean that they kept on being makel? So look at the Rashi. Chozu v'tiru oid kishiroch shechozu lizor k'tzas b'yisurei Shabbos. V'chozu v'tiru kishiniz v'yoyser. Chozu v'tiru l'kami v'forish mai kulan chitiru. Chazal, when they saw that the gezeira was working, they began to be makel, and they eased up until people fell in line and they kept the halachas that Chazal were concerned about, and they're able to be makel altogether and only made two kelim osim. Right? Gemara says, what's chozu v'tiru? Omer Abaye, he tiru domer shemalachte leheter letzorech gufoy. V'chozu v'tiru domer shemalachte leheter letzorech mekoymoy. V'chozu v'tiru domer shemalachte leheter letzorech gufoy. Letzorech mekoymoy loy. That's Abaye's malach. And Rava has a kash in it. So Rava says, "Itiru dover shemalach to leheter bein letzorech uzor mekoymoy." You could, anything which is used for heter, you can move a knife, a fork, a spoon. Tzarech gufo is mutter. Tzarech mekoymoy is mutter. Chozu v'itiru mechamu letzen. Then they said you can even move a knife, a fork, anything which is used leheter. You can hang her, you can move mechamel, even to protect the item itself. I skipped the line. Yeah. Dovish amlachta leisur, but a hammer, a screwdriver, litzerach guf, if you need the hammer to crack a nut, it's mutter. Or litzerach makoima, you need the place where the hammer is. Mechamel itzel loy, but you want to protect the hammer, you can't do that. Vadayin v'odem echod in b'shnei b'odem, you can't do anything that's very heavy. Even that they were makel. Call akelim nitolun b'shabbat afilu b'shnei yodim. Gemara says Eisvi Abaye. Abaye says to Rava, you're understanding that doesn't work because meduchi you have a grinder which is a kelim shachal iser. Im yesh b'shum, if there's garlic inside metaltalin. Vim lav, if there's no garlic inside in metaltalin iser. Hachamai skin mecham letzel. That's because that's in a situation where you want to move the grinder for the sake of the grinder. That was never mutter. Eisvei v'shavin shem kotzav alov boser she'oser letaltloi achan mecham etzel. Or mechanina b'mei Nechemya ben Chachalya nishnis mishnezu. This brisa is from the time of the beginning of Bayis Sheni. B'mei Nechemya ben Chachalya. Dechsev b'ayomim mohem. Because Nechemya writes, in those days, Reisi v'Yehuda dorchim gitois v'Shabbos. I saw they were pressing wine on Shabbos. Umeivim o'arveimois, and they brought in bundles v'oimsim l'chamoirim, and they would pile the bundles on top of the animals. V'af yena novim u'seinim v'chol masim meivim Yerushalayim, and they'd bring things into Yerushalayim. V'yoyim v'Shabbos v'oid v'yoyim michram tzoyim. So Nehemiah saw the Machal Shabbos, he made Gzeiros. And the Gzeiros worked. And as the Gzeiros worked, he began to repeal the Gzeiros. Right? Again, it's a whole different kufa. It wouldn't work nowadays. Right? So can you imagine a person, in order to bring people in line for Chal Shabbos, would start making further Gzeiros? Tapel, in other words, if you're not keeping Shabbos, you're going to keep the Gzeiros of Shabbos. But it's a different... A different kufa, different people do, a different situation then. So that was one of the most successful takanas Chazal ever had. And brought back Shmir Shabbos to kufa's bias training. All right. And it fits in very, very well with the Gemara on Kuf Chav Dalet Omen Aleph. All right, Kuf Chav Dalet Aleph. There, the background is that the Gemara says we have a stira in Mishnayos, whether Chazal asered on Yom Tov everything which they asered on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, on one hand, you have the famous Mishnah Megillah, Ein Bein Shabbos LeYom Tov Ela Oichal Nevesh Bilvad. So Mistama, that means that every Isur de Rabbonin as well was established for Yom Tov when it was established for Shabbos. Oh, Yom Tov Otu Shabbos. Because the Chazal were afraid, if you're Mekel on Yom Tov, then be Mekel on Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, but it's not correct, because the Gemara says in Mishnah Beya Meishilin Peiris Derech Haru B'Yom Tov Aloi B'Shabbos. Chazal said there's certain tirchas you can do in Yom, you can't do in Shabbos, like lowering, clearing bundles of fruit from the storage place. So the Gemara has several different ways of being miyashiv the stira. The last line of Kuf Chav Dalet Aleph, again, Kuf Chav Dalet Aleph, the last line, Rav Papa. Rav Papa was one of the great miyashvim of stiras throughout Shas. You'll notice very often, Rav Papa will say Tarvai. That's one of the reasons why we make a siyum. We go through all the children of Rav Papa, because he was one of the, apparently, this is not my word, this is the word of the, well, the great Yerushalmi, so I forget his name, the Teplica Rav. He was a great Yerushalmi Rav in the middle of the 20th century. His trend is Boki. He once explained, why do we say all the Bar Papas? The Teplica Rav said, because there were 10 sons of our papa, and there are 10 times in Shas, there are 10 times in Shas where Rav Papa says Neiru L'Tarvayu. It was a stira. He said you can say both shitas. So when the Teplica, I think it's, I got the names right, when the Teplica Rav said this, so there was another Baki, Yerushalmi, it's going to have in Yerushalayim, that said, B'chved Rav, there are only 9 places in Shas, where the Rav Papa says, name of the Tavayim. So the Teplica Rav said, you're right, but there's a 10th time where there's 2 different Gersois. And if you take my, and according to this other Gersa, which is the sign of the Gemara, you'll see it says, Taka 10 times. It only happened in Yerushalayim. So Rav Papa was one of the great miyashim. Oh, Rav Papa, loy kasha, ho be shamay, ho be silel. There's a stira as to whether we're goizrin gezeiros of Yom Tov on Yom Tov or to Shabbos, even though they not, may not be as relevant on Yom Tov as to Shabbos. Ho be shamay be silel. Why did nan be shamay armer mishnan beyu yud beizim and aleph. Beis Shammai says, "Ein moitzines our koton." On top of the next amud, "Ein moitzines our koton." So lulav is a sefer Torah shram beisilu matirin. On Yom Tov, beisilus Beis Shammai, you still cannot carry a child. You cannot carry a lulav in shul shabbim. You can't carry a sefer Torah shul shabbim. Why not? Hitzah is lachar should be mutter. Beisilu matirin, and beisilus says mutter. Eimer de Shammai. So you see that Beis Shammai is asering things on Yom Tov, even though we should be Mekel because of Echol Nefesh. Everyone say Pshat in this line. Beisil Matirin. And Beisil is Matir carrying a cotton, a lulam, and Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, Eber de Shamas lebe Shamai hoitso tiltul mi Shamas leim. Gemara says, all right, there is a machloikis between Beisil and Beisham about caring. That's really a machloikis and a din deiraisa. Is a tzah mutter on Yom Tov or not? What does that have to do with loading, with carrying bundles from the top to the bottom? Meishilin es a peir. Meishilin es aruba. No, what's the lashon? Meishilin peiros. Derech aruba. So Gemara says, Eimer de Shamas lu Beis Shammai Yitzah tiltul mi Shamas lu. But no, but Beis Shammai never said that you can't, that Chazal made everything that's osir on Shabbos to move that it's also to move on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Why not? Tiltul gufe lav mishum eitzohi. Isn't tiltul also because of eitzoh? So the conclusion of this Gemara, to the Ravid in quotes, is that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree that there's an Isur of Muktzah, and the reason for the Isur of Muktzah is because it'll lead to carrying. Beis Shammai hold that there's an Isur of carrying on Yom Tov, for whatever reason, doesn't hold the mitoch. He told Ish Erev Eitzot, whatever reason there is, it's the Gemara in Beya, he holds that in a Raisa, there are certain things you cannot carry on Yom Tov, he will hold the Isur of Muktzah on Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel holds you can carry on Yom Tov, no Isur of Muktzah. The Ravid says, What is the Rambam waxing with all these reasons? So eloquent. The Navi said, they were carrying things into Yerushalayim and Shabbos. We've learned already Yerushalayim was a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, there's Ravid says, connect the dots. People were carrying on Shabbos. They were carrying from into Rishus HaRabim. Chazal made things also to carry. When people became more careful, they were makil again. What's the raya? Kuv chav dalman base. The Gemara says whether it's an isur muktzah on Yom Tov depends on whether it's an isur eitzah on Yom Tov. Eitzah mishum tiltul. That's the Ravid's kash and the Rambam. What was he doing? Ignoring the Ferish Gemara, as the Magid Mishnah says. So you want to add reasons, add reasons. But why don't you quote the basic reason? So what is the Magid Mishnah solution? He says, but it says chozu v'tiru. So chozu v'tiru. Umashakosav otutul avzerchu rotzuloymer ki siva rishoyin aleser atilt negene reitzah v'yafa v'shebotel atam leibotel gzeira. So the Ragged Mishnah, the Rambam Lim Shad, chozu v'tiru means they're careful about the din. What are they? A little bit careful. They only carried for 2 hours on Shabbos. How's the Rambam Lim Shad? Chozu v'tiru. 90% of them stopped carrying in Shabbos. So the Rambam says chozu v'tiru means that at the end of the day, they were nizir and itzah on Shabbos, but the gzera still was there. They meant some gzera was there. Lebotla gzera. That's a very interesting nekuda over here. It's really botla gzera. Botla sibasa. The efsha, we know that part of the gzera was botla. Wasn't botla entirely. The efsha shereben uitzgir tam emelu shechidishu v'loy loymar she'en shem tam acher. So why did he mention the reasons mentioned in the Gemara? All right, now, we go back to Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Here's a very important yesod. Daf Lamed Amud, this is a Gemara, a Shavuos Gemara. Lamed Amud Beis. This is the story of the Patir of David HaMelech. So Lamed Amud Aleph at the bottom, we don't have time to do it right now. That's where David HaMelech asked, Haydi'eni Hashem Kitzi Umidas Yomai Mohi Edom Umo Chodel Oni. David HaMelech wanted to know how long he's going to live. Kadosh Baruch Hu said there's a gzeira, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not megala the people how long they're going to live. All right. Then David HaMelech says Umo Chodel Oni, he's telling me which day of the week. Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala to him, it's going to be on Shabbos. David HaMelech says Shabbos, Shabbos is not a good time to die because he's not going to get a hesped. Who's going to come out? That's the Sheyuchal is Asik Biyu Bispeidi. He said, maybe Sunday. Sunday's a good day for Hespin. So apparently, the Ramach wasn't vanity. It was that certain things have to be said. There had to be more people. So he says, and Shabbos is a difficult time to have more people, and we should be in Sunday. Because Baruch said, he can't do Sunday. Why can't I do Sunday? Because Baruch is Xerus. And one Melech cannot be Negev, Malchus Chaveri. The Gzera was that Shlomo Melech's Malchus begins on Sunday. So, whatever, he didn't know which Sunday. But David HaMelech cannot get an extra day. So David HaMelech says, maybe we should, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, maybe Erev Shabbos. He says, no. Ki toiv yoyim echatze me'elef toiv li'im echad shata osik. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, ki toiv yoyim echatze me'elef b'charti slavim b'beis v'lakai midur. But only Russia, one day, able to learn for a day. He says, one day of learning Torah, more important than thousands of days of Avodah Zarah Mikdash. All right, so what am I talking about? The Melech, Kol Yom Misham, Satan Amar Beis, Hamei Yosef Vigoros Kula Yoyma. He made sure not to stop learning from Hadlokas and Eres Al Abdullah. The Malach Mamas couldn't get to him. So, however, Bahu Yoyma the boy Lamenech Nafshe, was Shavuos, Shabbos, I guess, Shecholiyos Peshuvos, and it was time to come, time to be nifter. Come al chamavas, come ibele yochelei. They have a pasuk pume migirsa. Malamachus couldn't get to him because the pasuk pume migirsa. It's one of the sources of the phrase. Omar maya ovidle, havele bustana achuri beise. That was the royal orchards. Also malach chamavas soliku bachish bilane. He made some kind of noise amongst the trees. Nofag lemechze, that the Melech went to see what's going on. Have a solid bedarga ifchiz darga mitusa ishtik v'noch nafshe, and he fell while he was climbing to see what's happening. All right, probably he thought there was some kind of it's also fudge or something that he had to take care of. Then nofag that ifchiz darga mitusa ishtik v'noch nafshe sholach shlom lebei midrashom abomei subutul mechama. David HaMelech is outside in the sun and he's dead. Mutul mechamo klov mishul beis abo re'evim, and the royal dogs are hungry. Mo ese, what can I do? What's the problem? No. What's the problem? David HaMelech is muktze, Mace is muktze. Why is it such an important gemara? For many reasons. But right now, for our very little reason, no reason, because you see that muktze preceded Nehemiah. Right? Nehemiah is by Sheni. That the Melech was before Bais Rishon, right? So you see there was Muktzah before Bais Rishon. Right? As the Rambam would indicate, because the Rambam quotes Yeshaya. Yeshaya was also Bais Rishon. Right? So according to Rambam, he quotes Bais Rishon had to be before Nehemiah. Right? Also it means that Nehemiah was not, that Yeshaya was not Machadish, because the Melech was before Yeshaya. So the Takana of Muktzah is an old Takana. It goes to all the way back to the Tkufa, sometime between Matan Torah and David HaMelech. Maybe Shmuel Beis Dinai. It was an old Takana of Muktzah. So they told him, Chatoch Nevelu Anachlo Neklovim, Vemiuch Anachalot Kikar Etinag, Vetotel. Right? Right, then the Gemara goes on. Why Shlomo didn't think of this himself, but they gave him advice how to move David HaMelech. Like they kick Eretina, right? So they move the mace like they Davaracha. But what's important for us right now is that we see that the Gezeira of Muktzah must have been established before Bayis Rishon, and the Nechemi Ben Chachalia was being Machadish another Gezeira, right? Now, usually the way it's explained is that the Iser of Muktzah does not include Kalim. Kalim that are certainly Kalim that are used are not Muktzah. Nechemi ben Chachalia was Aser in Kalim. And therefore, that's how it's usually explained that Muktzah, what we refer to as the two kinds of Muktzah. There's Muktzah, and there's Kalish Malach Talisir. Kalish Malach Talisir are certain kulas. What are the kulas? Letzarech, Gufoy, Tzarech Mekoymai. But those do not apply to Muktzah per se. Halacha Lamasa. Halacha Lamasa, the way we should look at Muktzah is that there are two categories of Muktzah. One is the muktzah from the tkufa of Shlomo HaMelech, items that have absolutely no tayelas, even David HaMelech mace, and there's no kula, right? They couldn't move David HaMelech l'tzarech kufa l'tzarech makam, they could move al yidei davar acher. And there, Nechem Chachalia said that there are kelim which can normally be used. and Nehemiah made those kelim osir in order to battle the Chilul Shabbos of his time. All right, so far so good. Right, so we haven't solved the Rambam yet. The Rambam has to address the all the Isurim of Muktzah. And the Rambam would probably say, Nechemim Chachalia made Exerim Shemaitzah. Right? And the like Misha would say, and the Exerim Shemaitzah was Botol Sibasa. We Botol Takanta because it's an old Takana. Right? In other words, so you have Muktzah Mamish, and then Nechemim Chachalia was Moisef is the Muktzah of Kalim Shemalachta Kalim. Nechemim Chachalia took away Kalim Shemalachim Leheter and left Kalim Shemalachim Leisur Letzerech Mechamo Letzel, Letzerech Atzma. Right? Nechemim Chachalia introduced the Isur Muktzah Mishom Xerevetzah. So the Ravid would say Mishom Xerevetzah. What the Ravid does with the Ravid must say that all of Muktzah Mishum Eitzah, Nechemiah Chachalia added on more Muktzah Mishum Eitzah, and then took away some Muktzah Mishum Eitzah. But that's what the Rabbi Muslim shot. From beginning to end, that's all Mishum Eitzah. Nechemiah was Moisim, Nechemiah took off. Rambam apparently says that the original Takana of Muktzah had many, many reasons. Magid Mishnah would say Nechemim Chachalia expanded the Yisra of Muktzah Mishum Eitzah and then deflated Yisra of Muktzah Mishum Eitzah. Alright? But you have to say Ad Kedei Kach, there's no Yisra of Eitzah left. Good. But we still are at a loss to understand the Makor of the Rambam. So there is a magnificent Markevus HaMishnah. Markevus HaMishnah was the first Ashkenazi to write a Perush in the Rambam. It wasn't so available until 40, 50 years ago. There's another Merkevus HaMishnah Sephardi. There's a Perek Chum Dalet. No, anybody have a suggestion how to figure this Rambam? So if we were learning Gemara, if we were learning the sugya of Nechemiah and Chachalia Be'ilyum, right? What would we have to ask? It's Xavier. He cannot be metautal any keli v'chlal. Right? Chozumitiru, let's say Grova Shita, what would they make along? Chozumitiru, what was the first kula? Keli shemalachter leheter, according to Rav, that you can move. Just not mechamal itself. Right? But Kedesh Machli Yisr, you cannot move Bechlal. Later on, Chozer Vitiru. So what would we have for learning Vihin? What would we ask? Well, learning Vihin, but learning that Sugi Vihin. Right? What was the basis for the Chiluk between a Keli Shemelachtoi Leheter that you can move with Tzermach Kuf Lutzermach Mekaymoi, but not Litzorech, not Mechama Litzel, and it gives on the Yisr. My Kevus HaMishnah says one thing's for sure. If the issue was Eitzah, what do you make a Chilukim for? What does it matter? Fakaret. You're much more likely to move a Kevus HaMishnah Yeter than Kevus HaMishnah Yisr. So that's how the Rambam learned Eitzah was off the table. It couldn't be Mishum Eitzah. They step deeper. The Vilna Gaon often writes that when Chazal made Gzeiros, there were many, many reasons. There's a sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Kevin Shebol Tzvot Leibol Tlakanta. Right? So we usually understand that to mean Kevin Shebol Tzvot Leibol Chazal don't have the right to be Mevatel Gzeira because if you learn Rosh Hashanah, because of a limud from Har Sinai. What's the limud from Har Sinai? Shuvu Lchem Yalechem. Aye, oh no, B'shoichai Yoyal Himal Yalu Bahor. When Hem Yalav Or, there's no more Kedusha Har Sinai. Of course, Hem Yalav Or. So why did Kesh Baruch Hu say Mshoch Hem Yalav Or? Kesh Baruch Hu was giving us a din. Kevin should Niskena. Kevin should Bolus Ibosa Loi Bolus Takanta until you have a basin that's go to Mechachem Minyan. So Rabbi Gros says Hezra Davar is when Chazal made Gezeiros, they often only told us one reason. They didn't tell us all the reasons. There are many reasons. So what I believe this Magid Mishnah is assuming is Rambam understood that there are many, many reasons for Murmukts. The riot preceded Nehemiah. Nehemiah was a Moisef. He was a Mepharsim for a reason. Nehemiah's reason fell off. But apparently there were additional reasons that were given for Mukta from the time of David HaMelech till the time of Nehemiah Chachalia. David HaMelech had reason, the Chazal be made David before had reasons, and Nehemiah had reasons. Nehemiah repealed one reason, Haitzah. Varaya, he was Machalik, he allowed Keli Shemalach to Heter. No. Why should he be Machalik in Heter and Iser? What's the basis of being Machalik? Obviously, it's what? No? Oh. That's the Rambam learned that. The Rambam said, if Nehemiah made a chiluk between Keli, Shemelach, and Hezal Iser, it must be because one of the reasons of Mukta is Shemayavoy, Lishtamish, Bekeli, Shemelach, so Chazal relaxed that din, and they said, all right, what's our first heter going to be? We're going to relax Keli, Shemelach, Le Heter. All right? Now, Chazal said, But we're going to maintain the chiluk between Litzarakuf, Litzarak Makoimoi, and Mechamu Litzel. What's the basis for that chiluk? Why should I make such a chiluk? If you need it, if you need the hammer because you need the weight of the hammer, you need the hammer because you need the space time of good. But the hammer is not in a good place. So I have to use the hammer. I'm going to move the hammer. So apparently, from here the Rambam learned that one of the concerns of Muktzah was that we would spend our day moving things around. So therefore, he said, one of the reasons must have been that they were afraid that if you could move items around without cheshbonos, you'd end up spending all day moving furniture around. They wanted to have the couch in a different place. So therefore they said, no, only litzarchu l'tachmakayma. And then the Gemara says, what was another... At the end, the Gemara said that... and if it's heavy stuff, they were not makel till the very, very end. No, that's the Shuftircha. So Markevus Mishnah says when the Rambam shot in Kuf Chav Gimel Beis, so he learned that Chazal had Cheshbonos, and each Cheshbon he darshened, he explained. Otherwise, why should we need Cheshbonos? Chazchozer V'tiu means that there was some issue in Mukta for the original Takana of Mukta. So again. Apparently, the way the Ramalim Shad, the Queen of Makaris and Mishnah, Chazal had many reasons for making the Surrey Muktzah. Nehemiah Chachalia had a concern of Haitzah. Maybe. That's not so clear from the Makaris and Mishnah. Then, and apparently, Nehemiah Mechachalia, instead of making a whole new gzera, he expanded the Yisur Mukta to Kalim. Once they were careful in Eitzah, so he took off the issues that were there to make sure a person wouldn't do Eitzah. But the other extensions of Mukta stayed in its place. And slowly he repealed the other extensions of Mukta. But from the way that he repealed it, we understood the different sivas that were in place. All right? May have some end of classes, so we'll finish. If you have a chance, look at the Makaris and Mishnah. It's Perek, it's in the Perek of Dalet, in the Rambam.